from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The thing that bothers me the most about the Bidens, Bo Biden served this country, protected us, died maybe as a result of the chemical fires in Iraq, didn't die in Iraq, but died back here, had been attorney general in Delaware. I guess they were going to put him into the Senate ultimately. And they weaponize it and they use it. And the narrative over the last 24 hours that they revisit what Hunter Biden is, well, this all started. He just couldn't deal with the death of Bo Biden. Now, dealing with someone's death, as painful as that is, doesn't turn you into an addict. As best we know, with an addict, it's either psychological and or biochemical in some way, shape, or form. And the only thing that you can do is be aware of that, keep yourself away from the sources of intensifying that, and follow Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous or whatever your program is. So is that legit? Now we're going to use Bo Biden again. How many times has Joe Biden used Bo Biden's death as a shield? That was it for Hunter. Hunter's not a bad guy. He was invested in his brother. When the brother died, that was it for him. Had to become a crack addict and do all these other things. Also, the headlines are trying to maneuver around in one way or another. Oh, we got Trump right where we want him. Trump's not going to be able to raise funds now. They forget that we'll have the Trump sentencing on July 11th. There will be another big spasm. But aside from Hunter Biden, the story today that's not getting enough play that ought to shock us is the fact that we have 8 terror suspects who were caught on the phone talking about bomb building and everything else, and at least one or more were right here in Philadelphia from this country in Central Asia. Now, the Central Asia part ought to show us, my God, that's a long distance to get across the border. We know they went across the border. And we know that they were, quote, fully vetted, allowed to go into the country while seeking asylum. If this does not underline what Biden has done, I mean, it's dicey enough to protect the border. And by the way, the group, the ISIS group that these people were affiliated with and or plotting with, they're the ones that attacked the Moscow concert hall. Now, you know, if you're in Russia, you're attacking a Moscow concert hall. You know ultimately what's going to happen to you, right? You may kill a lot of people, but you know you're not getting out of there. And you know what Putin is going to do. You know what the KGB is going to do. You may be crazy, and this indicates you're even crazier, because you know who you're dealing with. There's no UN. There's no American Constitution. There's no public opinion. You know what they're going to do. And that's the people these people were involved with. Now, as far as I can tell, maybe they were a bit incompetent. Maybe they couldn't get up and running fully. But doesn't this underline, why is this story? We know why. The media doesn't want this out there. They know that this is the type of thing that you can't call people racist and everything else you want on it. They know this is a life and death issue. They know this underlines in the mind of any reasonable person in America what is a legitimate fear with an open border. That we're going to be attacked by terrorists willy-nilly coming in. And Fox has developed this very well, CBS a bit. These people, according to all claims, were, quote, fully vetted, turned into the country on this asylum program. My God, how much more do you need? And they're right here in Philadelphia. And yet this will pass. I mean, the FBI director, as bad as he is, Christopher Wray, in the most recent testimony, I'm looking at June 4th, talked about increased concern for a coordinated attack. And no one wants that, even in this political climate, unless they're nuts. But this is right in front of us. How much more do you need? Now, this should ratchet it up again to the highest level. We have the competing story today on inflation. No, inflation did not go down, but the May number was a bit lower, that rate, than was expected. So the market's responding favorably. And what we may see here, they're meeting again today, is a rate cut is back on the table. Dan, you say rate cut to these people on Wall Street. Oh, my God, the saliva. He's drinking me right now. Oh, my God. They're running to the thing. You know, they're going crazy. The numbers were up. I'm looking at it right now. Not the Dow, but the S&P and the NASDAQ. My God. And some Russell thing that I don't follow, Russell 2000. He's got a first name, Russell. Why would I follow that?
Isn't that the guy from Outkast?
Yeah, that's right. Russell's at 2.64% up. The U.S. 10-year is way up. So they're going nuts just because it was a tenth of a point lower than they expected. But the real number, year over year, of course, and the real number of the Biden administration is close to 20%, 19 to 20%. That's all baked in. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Here is CBS's Major Garrett saying that Hunter Biden is not the favorite son and how all this plays out.
Wow.
In the
that's very mean.
Yeah, it is very mean. Yeah,
it's true, but it's mean.
I mean, if they favored
the quiet out part out loud there.
If they favored Hunter Biden over Bo Biden, Dan, they're crazier than we think. The Biden family. Anything's possible with Joe Biden, though. All right, here's what was said.
Nor every presidential family is part of the American family. That's the way it works. This is a tragedy for the Biden family, precipitated in large measure by the death of Bo Biden. For 8 years, the Attorney General of Delaware. Not the favored son, but the more prominent of the two sons. Hunter Biden's problems began to spiral, that is a word that is used
spiral
in addiction therapy with some frequency, after Bo's death. He simply could not grapple with it. He made a ton of terrible decisions involving many members
crimes,
of the Biden family
committing crimes.
Who had to find their way in through and out of this trial. That family drama played out in a courtroom in ways we have never seen before. It doesn't make it any less painful for the nation or for the family. But the verdict is now real, and the consequences will apply.
All right. Have we had enough of this? I'm looking for somebody in the addiction field who has more knowledge and more of a sense than I would or you would to say enough already with Hunter Biden. And I thought I'd ask, is this helpful to America dealing with addiction, fentanyl and everything else? Or is this, in my view, weaponization not helpful at all? It's just the Bidens using something else. It's not going to make me feel, I mean, I think America has come around on this. America celebrates people where they work their way through this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But if those people commit crimes, let's say they're, you know, say heaven forbid that he had been driving a vehicle and injured somebody, something of that nature. We're supposed to say, oh, Bo Biden died. What are you going to do? You know, right away, the phony compassion. Democrats are saying, we don't care about your Jay-Z. We don't care about your 50 ministers who just put this letter. They handed to Governor Shapiro on this, black ministers across the state. We don't care about Meek Mill. We don't care about any number of people. Go to hell. But don't you understand? We are with this teachers union. So let me make this point. I've honored and I am a big fan of any number of teachers. This is kind of like the union thing, Dan. But I can tell you, experiencing it firsthand, because when I was a teacher in Jersey, you had to be a union member. They just took the dues out. You couldn't say anything else with the NJEA. That's it. I saw the people that were attracted to being these mini labor leaders. One of them, Dan, you know, I had a little tiff and we had to go to the principal's office to talk about it, right? After this, I didn't want this guy going with me. He goes, watch this. I've just learned this, Dan, in a seminar, posturing. We get in there. We're sitting there in front of the principal. He reaches to the candy jar and there's like hard candy there. He just opens it up and starts taking candies out, putting
it in his mouth.
Posturing. It's not your candy. I was ready to slap his wrist or something. What the hell are you talking about? I'm here to talk about what was going on this thing. And this guy's practicing posturing. Well, that's the types that are drawn to these unions. So here we go again. I mean, how many different people, all they want to do is blame Jeff Yastu, who's a billionaire that cares about kids. I'm honored that he was on my show, and he talked about how much we spend from grade kindergarten through 12th grade on kids in Pennsylvania. Why not give them some of that money in escrow? They can start a business, do other things when they get out. They'd be better off than giving it to the Philadelphia public schools. Oh, my God. How long are we going to go on with this crazy talk? Our buddy Athan Dan has a column up today. And these results are shocking. His headline on Twitter. This data just out today. 66% of fourth graders can't pass a reading test in Pennsylvania. 66%. They measure the reading and math at different, like fourth grade. And eighth grade, 73% of eighth graders cannot pass the math test to be on grade. 73% in the public schools. The national averages are bad, but Pennsylvania's is a lot worse. How do we have 73%? It almost seems like a made-up number. You know, but there I'm reading right from the data put out by the Pennsylvania Department of Education. 73% can't pass the math test. And yet we're told, we don't care what, you know, you got to admire these Democrats in the House. They're saying, we don't care what you say. We're telling you who we're with and that's it. Go to hell. We're going to take your billions of dollars from you. We're going to waste it. A year from now, we'll have a, you know, after they infuse all this money, it'll be 74%. They're outright failures. The system is a failure. I'm not blaming the individual teacher for this. There are issues in this system. Now, some of it's on the teachers, particular teachers. But the teachers' unions, riding high. Everybody's scared. You don't care about kids. This is always it with the media. We don't have compassion. Well, why is it, Philadelphia Inquirer, 74%? Well, it's because there's not enough money in the schools. So they don't know 2 plus 2 because we're not spending enough on that. Does that seem right? And I blame Republicans on this at times. I remember Tom Corbett and I having an argument. He wasn't going to do a circus stunt, Dan. We had, I think it was Baldy was a school district where they didn't have enough toilet paper. So kids might have to go to the bathroom and hold it in. Stuff like this, they're saying, right? And I said, why don't you get just any kind of vehicle, you know, and show up with thousands of rolls of toilet paper and take it in. Give kid each 10 to put in their desk. Oh, we're not going to engage in that. And here they were selling toilet paper online, Dan, because they had an excess. But it's in a central warehouse, and it never got to the school in the Northeast. This is the type of insanity that's going on here.
Come on.
I think the black ministers have to be more pointed, though. Rather than just saying, we care about children and all, they have to be more abrupt. They have to call out the teachers' union. Many of them that are heading it are white. And they play the same game. They don't care about kids. They care more about their union members. That's what it comes down to. That's where we are. All right, 855-839-1210. Here is, well, I'll save this for later, Dan. People may have had an early lunch. I'll save it for later. Biden going through some of his greatest hits on guns.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I think the deer with the Kevlar vest is probably my favorite tired line that he does, but he seems to like the cannon more now. All right, let me go to Mark in the Northeast. And Mark, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mark, afternoon.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, can I change my answer?
Sure.
So the line is from your girlfriend or wife, and the line is, I'm pregnant.
That's a line that changes the world.
One.
Yes, it does.
That changes everything. I want my seafood card right now. That's the one for the week.
Sure answer there.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark. Dan, that's a confident answer. Now, that's a pretty good one. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. And I hear in the other room, I'm pregnant. Okay, yes, that's a good outside the box.
I mean, the argument could be made. I mean, on a truly personal level.
Yes.
You know, which one has more of a direct impact on your life? It might be that I'm pregnant.
Yeah. We got to consider that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take more coming up. But boy, I have one of my favorite talk radio things, Dan. Whenever somebody puts up clothing, appropriate dress to get into a restaurant bar down the shore in the entertainment district in North Wildwood, Cozy Morley's, they got a list. It's like 50 things. I don't know what kind of crowd they're getting there. But there's this operation called Sips, which is widely popular. I think mainly Wednesday night seems to be a big night, okay? And they put up just 3 requirements. I'll give you what they are. And they're being called, of course, racist by putting up these 3 requirements. One of them involves no boots.
No boots?
Yeah, no boots. And I'll tell you why.
Wait,
no
what?
Boots. Really, they don't want steel-toed boots because a lot of people that go to these Sips parties are wearing flip-flops. And they've had people almost lose their toes being stepped
on. Why haven't we banned flip-flops then?
No, come on. It's the summer. I hate flip-flops. Look, I would ban the flip-flop. My first executive order, the flip-flop, that's it. You can't wear it. You're going to jail.
I mean, I have an alliance with both the flip-flop and the boot. But come on now. Like, I get the steel-toed, but, you know, I have those boots that are kind of like the Brian Kilmeade half-dress shoe, half-boot.
Yeah.
I can't wear those to Sips?
I think they would let you in. Sips may call us and tell us. They've had people, though, get their toes crushed. You got to see it, Dan. It's a milling. Now, I would tell
well,
females.
You're drunk. What's the matter? You can't feel it,
well,
right?
Well, yeah. I would tell females, come on. You can't wear flip-flops to this. You get half off if you wear a nice heel.
Who wears? I'm sorry, I'm a big flip-flop guy, but I'm not wearing flip-flops to a city bar. I'm sorry.
Well, it's an outdoor thing.
Is it?
Yeah. Sips is a big beer garden. It's very dramatic.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, so,
yeah, then that's okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'll give
just
you
a sticky floor with the flip-flop being close to the barefoot is close, in my opinion.
I will give you the other two and why they're being called racist. This is a huge enterprise. I mean, I have pictures here. They're around the block, literally around the block. Dina Driscoll. Dina, if you're listening, I'm sure you're a listener since she's Director of Development and Communications, local nonprofit. She tweeted, I was wearing boots yesterday. I bet they would let me in. But then again, I'm a white woman.
I think she is a listener.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, bike mama.
We know what Uptown are actually saying with these signs. All right. Let's see.
She's a listener for like the hater reasons, not a
yeah, the hater reason. We got a big crowd of that. And the only thing people complain about here, Dan, is there's a lot of public urination. Which, yeah, you know, they, I would mandate they have to have a certain number of toilets.
Well, that's the thing is like include, you know, porta potties and.
Yes.
Because you got drunk people without any reservations. What do you expect them to do if they got to go?
Right. They say that they have 10,000 square foot courtyard space. Boots became part of the code after a few flip-flap clad patrons were badly injured. A girl literally almost lost her freaking toe at the old Uptown.
Well, sorry about that.
The bouncers use discretion to decide which boots are a risk, those in open-toed shoes. Steel-toed boots definitely out. The final part of the dress code, no inappropriate clothing, is nebulous, nothing exposed that should not be. So it's like seven printed pages on this, though. It's a big thing in Philly. I'm kind of surprised. I bet Dorenzo went to this in the past. Dan, you haven't been. Well, you were at the Shore, and then you were in Port Richmond.
Yeah, I'm aware of the event. I'm not a huge.
Yeah, you're, yeah.
I don't like going out.
I remember a few years ago it was very, very big. But why can't people put up things that are restrictive as far as what kind of clothing or anything else they want? I don't go somewhere else. Why is that such an issue that we parse this to get down to, is it race-based?
I think it's stupid to make it race-based, but I'm also on the case of, you know, I don't think there should be dress codes at all unless there's a safety risk. Like I'm in favor of banning face masks and balaclavas from, you know, these types of things. But to say hats or boots just because, you know, they want to ban, I don't know. It's
So you're making a case that the baseball hat is accepted attire.
I get it for, like, if you're going atop one of the tall buildings, sitting in a courtyard in the hootie-tootie kind of event, then, yeah, you're going to want. But you're talking sips, a thing where people are trashed going around a bunch of college kids.
Where would you not wear a hat?
Nice restaurant, Olive Garden.
Good, I'm glad you included the Olive Garden.
Olive Garden's, you know, the threshold is the one I take the hat off.
All right, so love to get you on board right away. And Dina, call your office. Call here and tell us why you think, as a white woman, you get in. That's all that this is about. The crowd doesn't seem to be that diverse, Dan. I went by it one year when it was over at 17th, I think. It's not diverse, pretty much. It's Center City. And the only problem they have is the public urination type of thing. You know, it doesn't seem to be that rowdy.
There's more, too.
Crowd. Yeah.
She says, why not ban flip-flops over boots? Dina writes. And she also says, skin cancer is indeed real, so no protection of a hat from the sun?
Oh, my God. Come on.
I'm with her.
Well, if I had to choose between the boot and the flip-flop, I'm banning the flip-flop. Yeah, without a doubt. The flip-flop is just odious. To me, I mean, I would not wear them. I'd rather go to the beach. I don't care if the concrete's 150 degrees and I had to wear a flip-flop. I'm not doing it. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Your calls are next. And if you own a restaurant or bar, do you have a dress code? I'm looking for someplace that has any kind of dress code that you put up publicly. It would seem if you do that, It's due to some problem that happened there. The Wildwoods, by the way, one of the smartest ideas, I don't know if it's Mayor Rosanella or not. Mayor, how's that sand going? We're coming down next week.
I think they were working on it, weren't
they? Yeah, I know, but now I'm hearing July 4th. Rose, good. That's not good enough. No. Tell them on the air they got to put more sand in on 14th Avenue.
Yeah, what, are you going to break a leg jumping down from the cliff?
Yeah, exactly. The entertainment district, Dan, in North Wildwood, it's just a brilliant idea. They put all the drinking there in one spot, essentially. It's away from pretty much a residential neighborhood. And then they deal with it.
It's really cool how they have it set up. There's like a little marina there. And
yes.
You know, you pull up on your boat.
Yeah, it's very well done.
It is.
All right. Not as good as Mulligan's at the other end of the island, but, you know, That's the Summer White House.
I don't know if it went off the board yet, but it's Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Great tagline, or I think the stronger in that film, though, is failure's not an option.
Yeah.
You know, it should be printed. Print that anywhere where government is. Let's see how long before the sign breaks down or falls over.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Joan, handicap this. How does it turn out with the school vouchers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Give me your sense. Now we're in the final pursuit. I don't have a lot of faith in the Republicans here to hold them off, even though they have the upper hand.
Well, it's mind-boggling when you think about the premise of our entire country being freedom and choice. And, you know, here's this one thing that's an absolute monopoly that parents don't have a choice over. And so it doesn't make any sense. But I kind of share your, you know, feelings that in the end, I don't have a lot of confidence, I have to say, that it will necessarily work out this time. But I know that, like, Guy Shiraki, he's big on this topic, too. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't mean that we should stop trying, because school choice is an absolute necessity. I just saw an article this morning about a woman who had to sue a school district in order to get information about what her child would be learning in kindergarten. The school district responded by telling her that she would have to pay $74,000 in order to have those records for them to print out or whatever.
Yeah, this is the type of game. Yeah. And Joan, you're a former school board president who wouldn't allow any of that. Thank you, Joan. As always, we'll continue to monitor that coming up. Pam Bondi, former attorney general in Florida, Trump surrogate. Dan, this is the woman that went to see the Mr. Rogers film and was almost assaulted and driven out of the theater by a mob. I'm not sure why. You go to see Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
I don't forget things like this. I'll ask Pam Bondi.
Tom Hanks really fires people up, though.
About that.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Based.
I think it's stupid to make it race-based, but I'm also on the case of, you know, I don't think there should be dress codes at all unless there's a safety risk. Like I'm in favor of banning face masks and balaclavas from, you know, these types of things. But to say hats or boots just because, you know, they want to ban, I don't know. It's
So you're making a case that the baseball hat is accepted attire.
I get it for, like, if you're going atop one of the tall buildings, sitting in a courtyard in the hooty-tooty kind of event, then, yeah, you're going to want. But you're talking sips, a thing where people are trashed going around, a bunch of college kids.
Where would you not wear a hat?
Nice restaurant, Olive Garden.
Good. I'm glad you included the Olive Garden.
Olive Garden's, you know, the threshold is the one I take the hat off.
All right. So love to get you on board right away. And Dina, call your office. Call here and tell us why you think, as a white woman, you get in. That's all that this is about. The crowd doesn't seem to be that diverse, Dan. I went by it one year when I was over at 17th, I think. It's not diverse, pretty much. It's Center City. And the only problem they have is the public urination type of thing. You know, it doesn't seem to be that rowdy.
There's more,
of a crowd.
Too.
Yeah.
She says, why not ban flip-flops over boots? Dina writes. And she also says, skin cancer is indeed real, so no protection of a hat from the sun?
Oh, my God. Come on.
I'm with her.
Well, if I had to choose between the boot and the flip-flop, I'm banning the flip-flop. Yeah, without a doubt. The flip-flop is just odious to me. I mean, I would not wear them. I'd rather go to the beach. I don't care if the concrete's 150 degrees and I had to wear a flip-flop. I'm not doing it. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Your calls are next. And if you own a restaurant or bar, do you have a dress code? I'm looking for someplace that has any kind of dress code that you put up publicly. It would seem if you do that, It's due to some problem that happened there. The Wildwood, by the way, one of the smartest ideas, I don't know if it's Mayor Rosanella or not. Mayor, how's that sand going? We're coming down next week.
I think they were working on it, weren't
they? Yeah, I know, but now I'm hearing July 4th. Rose good. That's not good enough.
No.
Tell them on the air they got to put more sand in on 14th Avenue.
Yeah, what, are you going to break a leg jumping down from the cliff?
Yeah, exactly. The entertainment district, Dan, in North Wildwood, it's just a brilliant idea. They put all the drinking there in one spot, essentially. It's away from pretty much a residential neighborhood. And then they deal with it.
It's really cool how they have it set up. There's like a little marina there. And
yes.
You know, you pull up on your boat.
Yeah, it's very well done.
It is.
All right. Not as good as Mulligan's at the other end of the island, but, you know, that's a summer White House.
I don't know if it went off the board yet, but it's Houston, we have a problem.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Great tagline, or I think the stronger in that film, though, is failure's not an option.
Yeah.
You know, it should be printed. Print that anywhere where government is. Let's see how long before the sign breaks down or falls over.
Yeah. That's true.
So Joe, handicap this. How does it turn out with the school vouchers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Give me your sense. Now we're in the final pursuit. I don't have a lot of faith in the Republicans here to hold them off, even though they have the upper hand.
Well, it's mind-boggling when you think about the premise of our entire country being freedom and choice. And, you know, here's this one thing that's an absolute monopoly that parents don't have a choice over, and so it doesn't make any sense. But I kind of share your you know, feelings that in the end I don't have a lot of confidence, I have to say, that it will necessarily work out this time. But I know that, like, Guy Shiraki, he's big on this topic too. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't mean that we should stop trying, because school choice is an absolute necessity. I just saw an article this morning about a woman who had to sue a school district in order to get information about what her child would be learning in kindergarten. The school district responded by telling her that she would have to pay $74,000 in order to have those records for them to print out or whatever.
Yeah, this is the type of game. Yeah. And Joan, you're a former school board president who wouldn't allow any of that. Thank you, Joan. As always, we'll continue to monitor that coming up. Pam Bondi, former attorney general in Florida, Trump surrogate. Dan, this is the woman that went to see the Mr. Rogers film and was almost assaulted and driven out of the theater by a mob. I'm not sure why. You go to see Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
I don't forget things like this. I'll ask Pam Bondi.
Tom Hanks really fires people up, Don.
About that.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.